Welcome back. This Wine Site Wine Chatter is about the relationships that people make when they sit down over the table with a bottle of wine and the meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships with the conversation you have when you're having that wonderful meal with that bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship you can share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more information and updates about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. The 2013 Antra was had with dinner a couple of nights ago. There was ribs and a phyllo puff pastry stuffed with red peppers and goat's cheese and mushrooms. And that was unbelievable. The wine is probably one of my all-time favorite wines from Spring Mountain. A great little producer called Soraka. Really hard to get. Don't even try to get it. It's pretty unattainable. I stumbled on it a while ago and have just been purchasing small packages of it, 6 bottles at a time. It's fairly expensive, probably out of most people's price range, $75 to $150. But fruit from Spring Mountain is phenomenal. There's lots of other great little wineries in that area. Pride, Von Strasser. If you see Spring Mountain, my suggestion is that you buy it, because the kind of quality that you're getting from that region is just unbelievable. This Antra 2013 had so much fruit-forward balance in it. It was unbelievable. Strawberries, blackberries, vanilla, eucalyptus, cherries, all balanced and soft. And supple. It was almost like drinking fruit juice as opposed to actually having a glass of wine with your meal. And it complemented the ribs that were a little bit spicy. They just really, really, really went together. I thought you might have required some sort of spicy Zinfandel, but to be honest, they went really well together. And same with the puff pastry. It was that sort of earthy texture to that puff pastry, and the fruit, they just balanced each other out. You know, often people will say that you need to get more of the same, so when you're buying a wine and drinking it, you're trying to match it with the same quality and characteristics to enhance it. But saying that, that's not always the case, and I think it's food for thought when you're trying to explore food and wine in different ways. Antra 2013, Hillside Estate wine, 50% fruit from the actual hillside. The other 50% is brought in from small vineyards in the northern part of Napa, the Calistoga region. They don't really tell you where they come from, but the grapes have to be of high quality to produce something this phenomenal. I shared it with a couple of friends a while ago, and they were so taken by it that they wanted to buy some sight unseen. And when I told them that they couldn't really get it, they all tried to get on the mailing list, but they couldn't get onto the mailing list. Anyways, it was an unbelievable bottle of wine, and I look forward to sharing more with you in the near future. Wine pairing, wine sharing. Bye for now.